This is Bill Newman, and I want to thank you for the opportunity of sharing with you this very exciting and very important message on the greatest gift. You know, God is a giving God. When we stop to think about it, it is amazing just how much God gives us every day, just to sustain our life. This planet Earth and the perfect distance it is from the sun, the food we eat, all comes from the soil. The oxygen we breathe every moment, the water we drink, are all provided from God. God is truly a giving God. With all the gifts God showers upon us every day, yet there is one gift that eclipses all others. This is Bill Newman, and I want to thank you for the opportunity of sharing with you this very exciting and very important message on the greatest gift. You know, God is a giving God. When we stop to think about it, it is amazing just how much God gives us every day, just to sustain our life. This planet Earth and the perfect distance it is from the sun, the food we eat, all comes from the soil. The oxygen we breathe every moment, the water we drink, are all provided from God. God is truly a giving God. With all the gifts God showers upon us every day, yet there is one gift that eclipses all others. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son." You see, this is the real meaning of Christmas. This is what Christmas is really all about. But why did God give his only Son, and why did Jesus come into this world? Well, let me give you a few reasons. Now, number one, Jesus Christ came to show us what God the Father is like. Jesus said, "He that has seen me has seen the Father." When we see Jesus taking a little child upon his knee and allowing the child to run his fingers through his silky beard, that's God. When we see an angry crowd about to stone a woman caught in adultery and Jesus steps in and stops the stoning, that's God. When we see a leper whose flesh is being eaten up by disease and Jesus reaches out in love and heals the man, well, that's God again. When you look at Jesus loving and caring for mankind, you are also looking at the heart of a loving, caring Father God. Now, secondly, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Just look at the current situation in the world right now. There's so much heartache, trouble, strife everywhere. Wars, crime, the loss of our social values. These are just some of the things that show us that we are under attack today. There is an attack on family relationships, the sacredness of human life, on honesty, sexual purity and truthfulness. Behind all these attacks is the devil, whose desire is to destroy all of humanity. But Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil when he died on the cross. Now, man can be rescued because a little baby has come into the world. Now, number three, Jesus came to save the lost. Mankind without God is hopelessly lost. Emptiness and a loss of peace and purpose permeate our lives. There's a sense of helplessness and powerlessness in our lives. But God took the initiative. God came looking for us. His desire is to seek and to save us from our lostness. God wants to give you a dynamic power in your life, the power that can change your life. Jesus Christ will help you to conquer your problems and give you personality. No problem is too big for God. Open your heart to his love right now and let his transforming power become a reality in your life. Now, number four, Jesus came to give us real life. Jesus said that his purpose in coming was to give us life and life to the full. Not just an existence, but a life of meaning and purpose. The life that we can experience with God's power and reality in our lives personally. When this happens, we can experience real joy. Now, why are true Christians full of joy? Well, here are some reasons. Firstly, because our sins are forgiven. Christians are no better than others, and they're just forgiven. Also, Christians are free from sin's power. God gives them the strength to overcome their problems and their temptations. And then too, they become part of God's forever family as his children. What a privilege that really is, to become part of the family of God. And then too, they are no longer controlled by fear of death and the future. So many are so scared of what's going to happen to them. But the Christian knows who is controlling the future. And then too, they know that they're going to live forever with God in eternity. And also too, they had God's power to help them day by day through their lives. No wonder the Christian can enjoy life to the full. Here's another reason why Jesus came into the world. He came to call his own people back to himself. But the great sadness is that his own people, on the whole, refused him. But you know, we can do exactly the same thing today. Just as there was no room in the inn for the Christ child, so we can shut him out of our lives. We can receive him, or we can reject him. Jesus has his nail-pierced hands outstretched to you right now, and he says to you, look, come to me. Here's another reason. Jesus came to die on a cross. The baby Jesus was born to die. This was God's primary purpose. The Father sent the Son, the Bible says, to be the Savior of the world. Jesus came so that he might save his people, the Bible says, from their sins. And also the Bible says, Christ died for our sin. We will never be able to go to heaven unless our sin is forgiven. Now let me say that again, that's so important. We will never be able to go to heaven unless our sin is forgiven. And the only place our sin can be forgiven is at the cross of Jesus Christ. God sent his Son to die on a cross for every single one of us. Here's number 7. Jesus Christ came to give us hope. God is a God of hope, and he wants to give us his peace and joy. The world is hoping for the best, but Jesus Christ is still the world's best and only hope. Mankind apart from God is without hope in this world. So many are turning to dope and not hope, to suicide and not the Savior. But Jesus Christ came into this world to give us real hope. How can we have real hope in our lives? Although we don't deserve it, or can work for it, or earn it, God is willing to give us freely his gift of eternal life. This is the greatest gift that God can give you or me. Just as the wise men gave gifts to the Christ child so long ago, God is asking a gift from us, and that is the gift of our heart. He is asking us to cross over from a position of living for ourselves to a place where we ask his forgiveness and trust our lives completely to him. Right now, God wants to give you a priceless gift. Now, we can't earn it, and we certainly don't deserve it. It is totally free. God's word, the Bible says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So he wants to give us a gift, and we can only receive that gift as we reach out our hand and take it. So here is a simple little prayer to receive this wonderful gift of forgiveness and eternal life from God. Let me say to you this prayer, and if you like it, why don't you pray it with me? Here is the prayer. I would say, Dear God, thank you for loving me. I confess that I've sinned against you. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to pay for my sin and rose again from the dead. I now put my faith and trust only in Jesus Christ to forgive me and save me from the penalty of my sin. I confess Jesus as Lord. I thankfully receive your gift of eternal life. Amen. Now, isn't that a simple prayer? Look, I'd like to pray that prayer again, phrase by phrase, slowly. And as I pray the prayer, you pray along with me. And right there, right where you are, as you pray this prayer, Jesus Christ will come into your life. And you'll have this gift of eternal life. So just pray along with me right now and receive this wonderful gift from God himself. Just simply say this from your heart, speaking to God. Here is the prayer. Dear God, thank you for loving me. Just say that in your heart. Dear God, thank you for loving me. I confess that I've sinned against you. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to pay for my sin and rose again from the dead. I now put my faith and trust only in Jesus Christ to forgive me and save me from the penalty of my sin. I confess Jesus as Lord. I thankfully receive your gift of eternal life. Amen. Now, if you prayed that simple little prayer, and I know that you have, as you pray that prayer, the miracle is going to happen. Jesus Christ says, I will come into your life. Now, the Bible tells us that when we give our life to Christ, we can know for sure that we have eternal life. It says this in the Bible, and this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that has the Son has life. And he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Now, there's two groups of people. He that has the Son has life, group A. And he who does not have the Son of God does not have life, group B. Now, as you have prayed that prayer, you're in that first group. He that has the Son has eternal life. Isn't that exciting? Now, this is just the beginning of a wonderful new life in Christ. To deepen this relationship, you should firstly get to know Him. Read your Bible regularly, get a Bible, start with maybe the Gospel of Mark, and get to know about the Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, talk to Him. Pray about everything in your life. Don't make it complicated. Keep your life simple. Just praying simple prayers to God. And then to tell of Him. Tell others. Never be ashamed about Jesus Christ because He loved you and He died for you on that cross. And then worship Him as well. Enjoy worship, fellowship, and service with other Christians in a good church where you can enjoy fellowship with others. And then to represent Him. In a needy world, your new life is shown by your love and your concern for others. This shows that you've got a change of heart, that God is truly living in your life. Well, God bless you. Thank you for the opportunity of sharing this simple message of why Jesus Christ came into the world, but primarily He came because He loves you and He gave His life so that you might have the gift of eternal life. You've received that. Go on living for Jesus Christ. If you've got any questions, look, you've got our address on the label of this disc. Write to us, ring us up, and we'd be glad to help you in any way that we can. God bless you so much.